You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry.
And today, Republican Senator Ted Stevens' political future, well, it's in the hands of a jury deliberating criminal charges against him. Charges that he took $250,000 worth of gifts, including a sled dog, a sculpture, and a massage chair, among other things, that he failed to disclose. If Stevens is acquitted, that could mean one thing. If he's convicted, another. Though having said that, he's not the first sitting senator in this predicament. Capital News Connections' Todd Zwillick is on the line from Washington to take a look at the big picture here. And good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
And what did you learn about what's happened to other senators who have found themselves in this position?
Well, I've got a little bit of trivia for you, Adora. How many sitting senators throughout history have been indicted?
I would guess, a dozen.
Not bad. The answer is 11. So you're about as close as you can get without going over. This tradition.
Whoa, do I get a car?
I want to buy a vowel. Yeah.
If you get a car, make sure you disclose it. That's my advice to you. Let's go back to 1808, almost exactly 200 years ago. Ohio Senator John Smith indicted on charges of treason. John Smith had a lucrative trading business, and Aaron Burr was moving weapons and men down in Florida. And Thomas Jefferson sent John Smith down there to try to head things off, wound up that he got mixed up and was accused of trying to help Burr move weapons to invade Mexico. He got charged with treason. He was ultimately acquitted, but when he came back to Washington at that time, state legislators sent senators to the Capitol, not the electorate, and eventually the Ohio legislature asked him to resign because his name was basically ruined and he lost his career, even though he was acquitted. So Senator Stevenson.
That's just one example, but you asked me how many had been indicted, right? How many
Correct.
Have actually been convicted, and then what happened to them?
Only four in history have been convicted. Now, there have been other convictions, but there aren't a lot of examples to go on, but the tradition that seems to have developed around this is that if a senator is convicted, they almost always appeal and take their cases to the full extent of the law. And you can see that with good reason, because people want to protect their careers. Only in four cases have senators been convicted and had those charges stick through all of their appeals. And in all of those cases, they wind up leaving the Senate either through resignation or expulsion. We got another example, the most recent example, 1981. Senator Harrison Pete Williams of New Jersey, he was convicted in the Abscam bribery scandal in 1980, and his appeals went all the way to the Supreme Court. And eventually they refused his appeal in 1981. Now, he didn't leave the Senate until 1982, because the Senate then began expulsion proceedings against him. Even when he was convicted, he didn't resign, and it took the Senate to be on the verge of an expulsion vote before he resigned.
And I remember that case. I mean, there was a smoking gun in that case. There was this ugly video and film of him actually taking bribes.
From an FBI agent posing as an intermediary for Sheikh Rahman.
That was very amazing. But it still, the due process kept him in office for a very long time until expulsion proceedings were started. So what does that mean for Ted Stevens?
Well, I talked to the Senate historians a little bit about this week to try to get some historical perspective. And what they said was the Senate resists as much as they can taking disciplinary action against one of their own, any senator, especially someone as senior as Ted Stevens. What they prefer to do is let the courts mete out the punishment and let the voters mete out the punishment. So in Stevens' case, the Senate might be breathing a sigh of relief if he's convicted. Now, this is a lot of ifs. If he's convicted, it's right before his election. The most likely scenario is that the voters in Alaska will get rid of him, and the Senate won't have to do anything about it because off he goes. If he's acquitted and he's defeated, it's also not a problem for the Senate, obviously. And if he's acquitted and he wins his reelection, well, he's exonerated, so that's not a problem. So the big what if is, what if Ted Stevens is exonerated, wins his election? Pardon me, let's go back. I'm confusing myself. What if Ted Stevens is convicted?
Right, right.
wins his election, and then, like most senators do, appeals his case, and after his election, things come to a head.
Todd, what's curious to me about that is I had been laboring under the impression that if you are a convicted felon, you cannot serve as a U.S. senator. If you are a convicted felon, I don't think you can run for president. Why can you be a convicted felon and serve as a U.S. senator?
It's the land of the free. What do you
by tradition, you cannot serve as a U.S. senator if you're a convicted felon. It's not in the rules.
Wow.
They're looser than you think about this. Now, yes, it's true. They protect the integrity of their institution, and they get rid of senators who are convicted. But sometimes it takes a while.
Well, then who is this summation for today? Is it for the jury in the courtroom, or is it for the jury of 600,000 voters or whatever it is, 200,000, 300,000 voters in Alaska?
Yeah, well, it's for both, clearly. I mean, his Senator Stevens' political career, as well as potentially his freedom, hang in the balance. Legal experts don't think he would ever go to prison for this, but who knows?
What are the polls looking like in Alaska? How are the voters there feeling about him? I mean, things have turned out to be a little tighter than he would have ever anticipated, right?
Very, very tight. He's a little bit behind, but it's most polls have it within the margin of error. But that's remarkable when you look at a seven-term senator, the most senior Republican in the history of the United States Senate. He was fighting for his life in this race before he was charged. This whole case has been ongoing. He was tangentially connected to it. It was in the news. But this was a close race before he was charged. And now that he is, it's a close one. He's a shade behind right now.
Todd Zwillick from Capital News Connection.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillick.
A huge thanks to you, as always. And
my
now
pleasure.
We're going straight to Femi Okeh, who's got a few headlines for us.
Thank you very much. Good morning. The time is 20 minutes to the top of the hour.